Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, everybody, happy Friday to you. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road again. MCS Home Center here in Bellevue. You know that old Willie Nelson song?
On the road again.
That's us with our friend Hank Lott at MCS Home Center. Glad you're with us. Going to have a Southern Miss football show here today. Christian Young is an offensive lineman for the Golden Eagles. A.J. Little is a wide receiver, and Dusty Zimmer is the punter. They're all going to be joining us here in just a few moments at MCS Home Center here in Bellevue. And Hank Lott joins us now to kick off the show. And, Hank, thank you for your sponsorship. Thank you for having us back out here again today. It's always great to be in this beautiful store of yours.
Thank you all for being here. Very excited to kick off football season, and glad to have you all guys back with us. To kick it off.
You know, we were here a year ago to kick off football season. That's when we had several guys out here who are now gone. But, time passes fast. A year?
Yeah, Braylon Braxton, did his first interview here last
year. I think so. Yeah. Hey, well, while we're waiting on the guys to get here, Hank, I want to let listeners know about MCS Home Center. We talk about it a lot every day on the show. But, man, what an incredibly beautiful story you've put together here.
Well, thank you. We've been open since April of 25, so just past a year, and things are going well. The interiors flooring business is really driving a lot for us, and we have new appliances that are coming in daily. And community's been very good to us, and things are going good.
Yeah, you had a big success, I know, throughout the summer with your lawn and garden. I know because my wife comes home frequently with stuff from MCS Home Lawn and Garden.
Right, that's been a good new addition. The community seemed to have enjoyed it being there and us putting that together. Some folks here in the store had a lot to do with that, of course. And now that we have the fall plants that just showed up about a week and a half ago, we're beginning to see a lot of people that are interested in that.
So. And originally, Hank, you didn't offer that, but then did. So take
Correct.
Us through the thought process of when you and everybody involved, when you guys decide to pull that trigger, what goes into making that decision?
Well, on that particular one, in the very beginning, we had all kinds of ideas of what we're going to do with this store. We had a template that we have the store in Columbia that we had to work from. And you just listen to the customers. We had a lot of customers, even as we were getting ready to open, they were encouraging us to do that. And we had our hands full, honestly, trying to get this thing open during the spring time of the year. And so we prolonged that, and we actually opened it the following year. So and it's done really well.
And I think you think of the home improvements, the hardware, you know, the nuts and bolts and hammers and all those sorts of things. But seasonally, they have great, you know, decorations for
front yards.
For doors, for things like that. Sure. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas now you guys are already featuring. And I think that, I mean, where else can you buy all these sorts of things plus a Twix candy bar on your way out?
And a knife to cut the candy bar with.
Yeah, I guess.
Hank, I'm going to guess, I'm looking over here at all this pretty ribbon and all these pretty decorations, and I'm going to guess Ms. Lott.
Yes.
Selects that, Hank.
You are correct. my background does not have a lot to do with ribbon and things of that nature. So
except ribbon cutting
store. From time to time, yes.
Right.
Her and Brittany Smith have done very good job of the women's department. We actually expanded that in the last 30 days. We've opened up another almost 1,000 square feet on the east side of the building. That they've got a full Christmas store. I mean, it is slam-packed with Christmas women's stuff.
Is that available now?
It is. It is. Yes, sir.
I hope Angela's not listening to this.
Well, she probably is, Rob. she probably is.
So it's funny because that knife over there says only use when Kelly is around.
Yeah.
Is that for something
yeah.
that y'all yeah. do, or yeah. I don't know?
Different Kelly.
Oh, different. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, different. Yeah. Do you have
so.
Any Kelly repellent that people can buy?
Actually, we just got that in.
That's going to be a big seller.
It
right?
is. It
That'll
is.
Be a big
seller.
The sad
sell. Thing is it's just a picture of what I really look like.
The know? Women really like that particular repellent.
I can understand.
They've been using that since the
70s. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, I noticed he was talking to this young lady, and she immediately threw out that word security.
Started
I hear
yelling.
A lot when you approach women. Security. Women,
they'll tell you what they want. If you ask them, you know.
Hank, what's the genesis of this? Where'd you come up with this idea? Because I cannot imagine how much work this must have been to set all this up.
It was a lot. But we had, like I said, we bought the store in Columbia. It was a home center, but it was not a, it, I guess it maybe it was not quite up to date as we would have wanted it to be. So we spent probably 6 to 9 months upgrading that store, re-inventory in that store and got that thing going well. And then we're always looking, you know, you just never know what options you may have if you start looking around. So we started looking around and had a relationship with Ron Savelle. He had a business here and he was really wanting to relocate that business. Mm-hmm. So we just started talking and got it worked
but
out.
But the genesis of your business, MCS,
yes.
was not retail.
Absolutely not.
But this does go hand in hand with what you were doing.
We have a lot of the same customer base. Yeah. We really cut our teeth, MCS did, in the lumber business. We opened up our lumber yard in 2010 in Summerall, and it's still doing well. And as you continue adding products and different product lines, you get to know your customers at a deeper level, and you just kind of try to figure out how you can make them more successful and be more of a service to them. And that's kind of what we've done over the years, just tried to see how can we serve this customer better, and then a year later try to serve them better again. And usually that's with better service, higher end employees. We have fantastic team, and always just trying to think of ways to make their job easier. And this particular company we have here in this location seems to be a good fit.
Yeah. You know, beavers cut their teeth on the lumber business.
They do.
Dima, help me.
But seriously, folks, I'll be here all week. Yeah.
I don't bring up personal stuff, but you got a pretty famous golden eagle about to become part of your family, don't you?
That's debatable how famous.
For a minute in his business to say that's debatable.
No.
I was thinking, oh, God, I shouldn't have asked that question.
Stone Lot is already a part of his family.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Where is Stoney?
He's en route.
Oh, en route. Okay, he's coming. He's on his
that's
way.
Him, the players, I think, are backed up. Practice ran late.
Gotcha.
He called me a while ago for the show.
Stone can tell us he's going to make the decision who starts at quarterback tomorrow.
That's right.
Blake runs it by him first.
That's right. But to go back to that, your lovely daughter, who's a very kind young lady, marrying the great Dustin Dickerson.
Yep, they're getting married in November. So we'll have an addition to the family. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting past the wedding. This is exciting.
And he's back, so kind of share with us how excited you see that he is about coming back to coach the Golden Eagle.
He is super excited. He lives in Laurel with his mother, and so every morning they're building a house there in Summerall, and he goes and turns the water on the side, and then he's at Southern Miss Pete Taylor Park. For now, I guess it's for now, but he's at Pete Taylor Park from daylight to dark. We don't see him a lot except on the weekends.
I got you.
And really, to set the record straight, Dustin Dickerson is marrying Hank's daughter, not the other way around.
Huh?
What?
I'm saying that his daughter is more important than Dustin Dickerson.
Oh,
is,
well, okay.
Right?
To me, for sure.
Yes, of course.
No offense to Dustin.
Hank, yeah, of course.
His mom's here. I just saw his mom walk by. So
is that a baseball reference?
Do I have to hold up cue cards for you guys, or what's the deal here? Come on, let's go.
He's entertaining today, Hank. We tried not to bring him, but he showed up anyway.
Hank's going, we're going to make a beaver our mascot now.
Yeah.
Cut their teeth in the lumber business.
What is the one thing you want people to know about your business here, MCS Home Center, if there's one thing?
One thing. Really how much we appreciate the support that the community has given us. over the years, and we really hope that we, and we definitely do, strive to show that appreciation from the folks that are loading the lumber in the back to the checkout people to the flooring salesman, all throughout the whole entire organization. We hope that people recognize how much we appreciate the support and the opportunity we have to serve them.
And it really is amazing, too. You whatever you need around the house,
this is it's astonishing. I don't think people that haven't been in this store realize how big it is and how much there is.
And good thing for Kelly, they do have ultra comfort toilet paper on the back, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Candy and soft drinks. And if you're in a hurry, in all seriousness, if you're in a hurry, you come in and ask one of the salespeople, tell them what you're looking for. They will take you right to the aisle and almost to the exact shelf that you need. They know this store backwards and forwards. So yeah. If you're in a hurry, get in and get out. Just ask one of the salespeople. You'll have it in 30 seconds.
Sure appreciate you having us.
Absolutely.
Here. Absolutely. You going to come back and do picks with us?
We'll be glad
to. I see you've been working.
I've been working
you've
hard.
You've been studying.
Stayed up all night last night.
It's not really hard to highlight all the home teams, I might ask.
Come on, Billy.
I promise I won't bring it back. If you'll have us back, I promise.
Anytime, for sure.
Super Talk Eagle Hour from MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. MCS Home Center out here in Bellevue, Mississippi. This beautiful facility. It's just amazing, really, how much stuff is in here. And now we've just broken news that Hank and the guys are opening a 1,000 square foot Christmas shop with Christmas decoration edition. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
You know that's going to be a big hit.
Typically, if my wife and her friends like it, that tends to, people tend to like it. And I think they're going to do good.
All right, guys, it's a game day almost tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Dima, got any last-minute reports? Who do we think is going to take the first snap at quarterback tomorrow, Dima?
Oh, I certainly think it'll be Ethan Hampton taking the first snap at quarterback. Here's some tidbits. By the way, if you – Jack Duggan, our good friend, does game notes, every week. I thought these are some interesting tidbits about the game tomorrow. Number one, 11-0 Southern Miss is all time against current SWAC opponents. They're 9-0 when opening a season against an FCS opponent since 1978. Southern Miss is going to be celebrating 50 years of football at the Rock this season, and the official number of new players on the roster, 74, which amounts to 66%. Of the roster. So, and obviously, a win would be the first as Blake Anderson's head coach.
And we alluded to this yesterday, but I want to kind of fill in a few blanks that I'm not sure we filled in yesterday. I got to talk to a couple of players just out at stores and things you run into. Look, it's easy to pick out a Southern Miss football player, right?
Yep.
And I asked them about the quarterback situation, just their opinion. And they said, well, they said Ethan Hampton, his leadership skills, and they said Ethan Hampton walks into a room and it lights up. I said the guy just drips with charisma, has great leadership skills. It's not that the other guys don't, but they just said he's exceptional, and the guys really, really like Ethan Hampton as a leader. So again, it would not surprise me if he does get that start, even though he hasn't had as many snaps as the other guys.
Yep.
So, and I think leadership qualities are really important when you're going to battle, no matter who it's against.
Sure.
My only thing against that is then why didn't they name him the starter? Because if they're wanting the guy to come up as the leader, and we all knew it was Hampton all during fall camp until he got that injury, I don't know why they just didn't name him the starter, earlier in fall camp. I guess, better. What if you do? What if you don't?
Well, maybe they wanted to be completely sure that that thumb was healed
right.
enough for battle.
If the injury didn't happen, I think he would have been named the starter after that first scrimmage.
So they're not going to name a starter. You're going to have to watch the kickoff to see who's going to take the first snap.
Yep. Pete Thamel might report one tomorrow morning. You know, he normally has the tidbits before any of us. So I would expect a Pete Thamel tweet coming.
Yeah, I doubt that, though, because everybody will be talking about LSU.
Yeah, let me throw the Hank show with us. Hank is a big supporter of collegiate athletics. When you see this circus that's now taking place in the SEC around LSU, what are your thoughts?
Well, things never stay the same. Things are always going to evolve. And we're in a situation now where they're making decisions. You have judges hopping in that may have some that may actually have where they went to a school and now they're a sitting judge.
They have skin in the game.
They may have some skin in the game.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, the more decisions that are made and the more reverses and of those decisions, it just gets muddier and muddier and muddier.
Hank, are you saying that that judge up in North Mississippi might have had some prejudice in giving the Ole Miss quarterback an extra year? Guy in Baton Rouge may have had some?
Right. So I would certainly think no chance based on the fact that they're a sitting judge.
I would think
they would have. I would suspect they could set that.
They're taking an example from federal judges that you rule strictly on the law. You don't rule on any of your personal beliefs, right, Kelly?
That's. I mean, that's you're supposed to judge it that way, but it doesn't seem like that anymore. And it does get kind of depressing. But all they're going to do is shoot themselves in the foot. College football as a whole. Schools individually, and I do happen to agree with what Paul Feinbaum said. He said, as much as a renegade as Lane Kiffin is, he doesn't think he's so stupid that he would literally kill his career and put LSU's future in jeopardy by going ahead with this plan as forward. But he's also a media troller and knows how to get people talking about his program like we're doing right now.
Right. I mean, you have to give it. You have props to him. He is a good football coach. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's why LSU hired him. They didn't hire him because he was a bad football coach.
Yeah. Is there any truth to this rumor that Clemson may refuse to play LSU this weekend?
Ross Dellinger tweeted that out. I saw that. It would be quite interesting. I'm personally just tired of hearing about the whole thing. Just LSU, take your NFL players. If your team sucks that bad that you have to get, NFL players, just do that. But, back to the game on Saturday, Southern Miss Alcorn State tomorrow. Kelly, what is one thing you're looking for, this weekend for Southern Miss to do that you want to see them to do against the Braves?
Protecting the ball. Okay. What really worried me in the scrimmages were the amount of sacks and the way that they could not hang on to the football. Now, I know that there were different combinations of guys on the line and so on and so forth, but until they get more experience as a unit, take care of the ball. Keep it when you have it on offense. Maybe try to create a couple of turnovers. But if you cannot protect the quarterback, and I don't care who it is, you're in for a long season. That's what I want to see, is keep whoever the quarterback is protected.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Bob?
I'm going to say they have to run the football. I haven't seen this team run the football for the past three or four seasons. And when you can't run the football, you just set up all kinds of problems for your offense, for the line, for the quarterback, for everybody. I think they've got to show that they can get down on the line of scrimmage and run the football. What do you say, Hank?
I totally agree. Earlier in the week, I think it was this week, y'all were talking about that, and Damon made mention to, I think he said 150 yards is kind of his number that he wants to see coming out of this game, and couldn't agree more. Yeah, I think if you run the football, you just start controlling so many other things in the game. And if you can't, you're hoping at that point things.
Yeah. They rushed for under 100 yards last year against Jackson State. I think if that happens tomorrow, considering that Alcorn State is a very low SWAC team
this
year.
They're not Jackson State.
No. Jackson State was actually pretty good. I would like for y'all to guess what the longest rush from last year's team was, longest carry that any player had.
33 yards.
Okay.
15 yards.
I'm going to say 34 yards.
So. Oh, man, like the Price is Right? you trying to win both showcases, Hank? Is that the deal here? Yeah.
The longest rush from scrimmage last year was 27 yards.
I was close.
27 yards.
Well.
I said on my show last night that Southern Miss has to have a longer rush than 27 yards in tomorrow's game.
And if you rush the ball like Hank is talking about, you can control the clock.
Yeah.
All right, that's one thing. But if you get stuck into a situation like Bob is saying where you have to pass the ball, then that creates an increased pass rush, which puts more pressure on the offensive line, which could create some sacks, which could also create some fumbles.
Turnover. You know, defense gets worn out because they're getting out there quicker.
Correct.
You just recognize my analytic talents, didn't you?
Oh, you're,
how I analyzed that and broke that down.
I told you when you got Angela to say yes, you were a genius.
it was my best sales job ever, yes. Yeah.
And there is some precipitation on the forecast tomorrow afternoon, so that is something to watch as well.
Is there any participation?
There'll be a lot of Alcorn fans there, I'm sure of that. They always bring a great crowd, and I expect Southern Miss to show up as well.
And Coach Stone Lott just showed up.
Stone, who's the starting quarterback?
Stone, have you named a quarterback? Uh-oh, Stone has named a quarterback. Who is it?
he's on it. He's
okay.
In Ethan Hampton.
Okay, well, that solves that.
Yeah.
We can go home now.
Yeah, Stone's here.
What do you think, Hank? How you feel about this year?
I'm excited. I'm a homer. I love Southern Miss football, Southern Miss athletics. I'm so excited. I'm excited for the coaching staff, the new kids we have on campus.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm excited for Blake Anderson. I think this gives him an opportunity to go back to doing what he's proven he can do. And when you look back, and Dima had a great article, I think, about that earlier this week. When you look back at what that man has dealt with in his life, how can you not pull for him?
Got to root for him. Absolutely.
And we're all homers. We want him to do well. But what do you think, Hank, is a realistic outlook on this team?
Well,
based on the fact there's so many new
guys.
That's the
almost impossible thing for me to even have an opinion on, honestly,
yeah.
But just because I have faith in the coaching staff,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, and our administration. But when it comes to the players, how quick – you hear the same old analogies. How quick do they gel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does the schedule line up for them to be able to have time to gel before they get into that conference schedule? I know I sound like I'm dodging the question. If I had to throw a number.
Realistically.
I want to go bowling bad.
Okay.
Six. I think this team can go bowling just based on how difficult it's going to be with the new players.
I think that's possible, but I think a majority of the breaks, I'm talking 75 or 80% of things that could go either way, have to go in the Eagles' way in order to get to six. But that would be great.
All right, we're at MCS Home Center out here in Bellevue. Lots of people in here shopping, and for you to come by and check this beautiful place out. If you've already been out here, we know you're going to come back, but if you haven't, you really need to check it out. MCS Home Center out on Highway 98 West in Bellevue. We'll have more from MCS right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, we want to get right back to it. MCS Home Center. We've got two Golden Eagles here at the table with Kelly and I, offensive lineman Christian Young and punter Dusty Zimmer. Christian, well, welcome to both of you guys, obviously. But, Christian, tell us quickly a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Northern Virginia, a city called Fredericksburg, Virginia. I'm 22 years old, and I play offensive line, right guard, and right tackle. And I'm excited to be here, man. I'm excited to play tomorrow, and let's get it.
Yeah, and a lot of hot workouts this summer. You must be glad to finally tee it up and get to play a real game.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, in my past college career, never been this hot. So it's a new experience, but I've acclimated well, and I'm ready to play tomorrow.
Was it tough for you?
It wasn't tough. It was just different, I'd say.
Yeah, I got you. All right, the Dusty Zimmer, as you're about to see, is from Purvis. Isn't that right, Dusty?
Purvis.
That's a small town.
No, I did think that. I thought maybe you were trying to say Perth or something.
No, Dusty is from Australia, in case you can't tell.
Now, see, I thought that was a thick Waynesboro accent.
No, at first I thought Purvis, but no. We learned it. What part of Australia?
I'm from the Gold Coast, so Queensland, Australia. I'm originally from South Australia, so grew up there and then moved up before I came over here, pretty much,
Ever heard of Angus and Julia Stone?
Yes, there we go.
That's a good one.
Now, tell our listeners how you got here, Dusty, from Australia.
Yeah, so pretty much like a program called ProKick Australia. They train you up. So you come from like an Australian football background, rugby background, or soccer background. You go out and try out, and if they like what they see, they give you a go. And, so I was there for a little bit, and, you know, shout out to Chappie and Johnny back home and the guys who run it. And, yeah, no, it's a cool little thing that we have going on down there, and there's a lot of guys over here that are, like, purely from ProKick Australia.
Did you play rugby?
No, I grew up playing AFL, so Australian football,
Oh, okay. Yep. I got you. Okay. Christian, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a punter built like this guy right here?
I have never
seen a
punter built
like this guy. You said when you first saw him, you thought what?
Well, when I first saw him in January, his locker is a couple lockers away from mine. And I was like, oh, this is a new guy. You know, I get to meet him, say what's up to him. I come up to him, and I'm like, oh, he must be a tight end. I mean, his build, he's a big guy, tall, muscular. I'm like, oh, he's a tight end. And he's like, no, I'm a punter, mate. And I'm like,
I think you could play linebacker or tight end.
Oh, well, yeah, you know that.
What if Coach came and said, you know, Dusty, the last linebacker has been injured. We're sending you in.
I'd love that. I love tackling, love getting hit. So, I mean, hopefully no one's hitting me while I'm punting the ball.
No,
but,
they're not supposed
to. Like obviously growing up playing footy, like AFL, it's a pretty physical sport. So I'm used to all that. I'm down for it.
Well, with all due respect, we hope you never step foot on the field.
No, of course. No, I've heard that. I've heard that plenty. So, no, yeah.
We hope you never get in.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
I think
you're probably going to. So what has life been like for you here? This is one heck of an adjustment.
Yeah, no. It's been great. Like, I'm loving Hattiesburg. You know, it's the type of stuff that you watch, you know, movies back home or shows. You look over and you see, you know, college life or, you know, what athletes do and stuff like that. And
Was it what you expected?
Cool. To be honest, yes and no. I mean, there's parts that are obviously very blown up in movies and stuff like that. And, like I said, I love it. It's so cool. It's so nice and relaxing here. And, you know, I love going out and training with the guys and getting around it as well. So, yeah,
we're glad you're here, man.
No, I appreciate it.
Christian, you were kidding. I know you said you grew up in Virginia and that you weren't a Redskin fan. That was a joke, right, Christian? You were a Raiders fan?
No, Ravens.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ravens. Yeah. I thought he said Raiders.
No, Ravens.
No, even worse, a Ravens fan.
No, you know what would be worse? If you told me you were a Philadelphia Eagle fan.
Yeah.
So how's life for you in Mississippi?
I mean, it's amazing. One thing I will say here, when I came down here, that I noticed, everyone is so kind and just welcoming. And I mean, I'm a big dude, so it isn't hard to tell that I'm on the football team and all the gear we get and all the gear we wear. But everybody I see in the community, fans, students, I mean, they come up to me and they're like, man, we're glad you're here. We can't wait to see you guys play. And we're so excited. And so, I mean, it's just so welcoming. And so, everybody's so nice here.
Is it different than you thought it would be, Christian?
I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's exactly how I thought it would be. I mean, I came down here with my visit with Coach Anderson, Coach Coughlin, and just like I said, everybody was so nice and so welcoming to me. So, I mean, when I came down here for this visit, I knew it would be exactly like that, coming down here and playing.
But to be fair, part of the reason we're so friendly is because you're 6'12 and about 350. You know?
That does help.
Yeah, it does help. We talked about, Dusty talked about getting, you know, blowing things up. What potential problems does the Alcorn State defense present you guys as a line tomorrow?
Well, everybody nowadays wants to run movement and defenses, want to change it up. I mean, rarely will you ever see a team that runs just 4-2, stays in the box and doesn't change up anything and stays right where they're at. So a lot of movement is going to happen every week, a lot of front changes going to, from odd to even to bare. So we've got to be a smart group, and we're already an experienced group, but we've got to experience this together. And so we've got to be a smart group and just go out there and be cerebral and know what we're doing out there.
Yeah, how much of a problem has that been? There's so many new players. Mm-hmm. You guys melding together, becoming a unit on the offensive line. Do you think you've reached that you were trying to accomplish?
Well, I think starting off in January, it was awkward. You know, nobody knows each other. You know, we're all kind of from different places and different areas. But as we slowly started to kind of get to know each other and talk and more and more and more, I mean, we're like this now. We're tight-knit, and we know each other. We know all about each other's families and friends, and we all hang with each other all the time. We just went to Hattiesburgers and Blues and ate there. And so, I mean, it was difficult at first. I mean, of course, it's going to be just – that's how college football is nowadays. Yeah. But
You know, one thing I think is so great about sports, let me ask you this, Dustin. Sports, sort of like music, brings everybody together.
Yeah.
Different cultures, different backgrounds, different parts of the country, different parts of the world.
Yep.
Sports brings all of you guys together, and you become one. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, everyone has something to kind of relate to, no matter where you're from. And, you know, obviously it's a little bit different for me, but, you know, like, I love football. They love football. We love sport. We love getting out there and just, you know, having fun and you know, being together as a team. So, it's great.
Christian, you played at a small college in Virginia, the Commonwealth. So when you were looking for a new home, how did you and Southern Miss get together, and how did you decide this is where you wanted to be?
Well, honestly, it was Coughlin. I mean, I had a checklist of things that I wanted to do. I mean, I wanted to play some big-time football. You know, I wanted to go somewhere that I was valued and appreciated, and I wanted to go somewhere where, you know, it just felt like home. I think that was the biggest thing for me. It felt like home. And when I came here, I mean, it was almost like they rolled out the red carpet for me. I mean, I talked to all the coaches. It just felt right. And so I think that's the biggest reason I wanted to be here. It just felt family. It felt home.
Yeah. You guys ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Very excited. You know.
Was the heat difficult for you? But I would think it's pretty warm in Australia.
That's the thing that I kind of...
They're wintertime down there.
It is. No, it's going into summer now.
Okay.
So it's, it's flipped. But, no, the weather-wise, what surprised me was how cold it was when I first got in here, you know, during January. You know, we're out there training at 5 a.m. in the morning or whatever, and there's, you know, guys have icicles forming on their heads from their sweat, and I've never been that cold in my life. But the heat, though, you know, the humidity, it's a different humidity. Like, it's a very, like, swampy humidity here, whereas back
worse
home
so it's... Than, worse
yeah,
because
so it's more tropical back home, you know, so, yeah, but, no, nah, it's been all right. It's been good.
Here's an important question. I know you guys have been really busy, but have y'all noticed Southern women? Look out. I think they have.
Yeah, but I think for their own safety, I think as soon as the Southern women discover these guys, you know, they're gonna need even more protection than they've got.
That's right? Been a pretty nice surprise, right?
I've been pretty locked in to football, so I'm...
Good answer.
That's the PR answer.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Christian, they always say offensive linemen truly are the smartest guys on the field, that they make the best NFL coaches. What is it about the skill set or the mindset of an offensive lineman that may make that the case, that they're the smartest guys on the field?
I just think it's the load that is given to us. I mean, everything from...
Right.
I remember my mom asked me one time when I was walking out onto the field, what are you looking at? Why are you looking at everywhere? Well, Mom, I'm looking at the coverages. I'm looking at what the D-line is in. I'm looking at what we have to do. So, I mean, we're given a lot of responsibility as offensive linemen. So, I think you have to be smart to play that position.
So, do you think there's similarities between offensive linemen and football and catchers and baseball?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're leaders. They have to know more of other people's positions.
Correct.
And while he's looking at these defensive fronts, of course, I was on the bench, so I was looking at the cheerleaders.
Right. I know. I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can believe
you don't
that.
Blame me.
All right, guys, give us your expectations. There's a lot of uncertainty, right, with new coaching staff, new roster largely. Let's start with you. Your expectations, Dusty.
Oh, I think we're going to have a great season. I don't see why we don't go out there and, you know, prove all the doubters wrong, really. Like we've got a great bunch of guys, and we're all very closely knit, and, you know, everyone's incredible, like, what they do. Everyone's dedicated to what they do. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why we don't have a good season. Yeah.
Your expectations when you came here and now, Christian?
Well, I mean, they're always high. I think that I'm going to sound like a broken record with Dusty here. I think we have a lot of great players. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I think there's going to be a lot of guys in that locker room that the media and everybody else hasn't really seen, and they're going to see them on a lot of these Saturdays, and they're going to be like, wow, we didn't even know about that guy. We didn't know about him or him or him.
Do you feel like you're going to need a few games to accomplish that, or do you feel pretty good right now about the cohesiveness of the team?
Well, I think that's every team. I mean, the biggest improvement is from week one to week two, because you can correct all of your mistakes. So I think every team will get better, but I think we'll be one of those teams as well. We'll mesh even more.
Yeah.
I mean, the more we stay around each other, the better.
No. Hey, guys, pleasure to meet you, man. both of you welcome here, and you're always welcome on this show. No show covers Southern Miss like this one, and you guys have an open invitation anytime we can get you on.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be right back. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Oh, man. Welcome back.
Always treat mics like they're live.
Super Talk Eagle Hour. Yeah. On the road at MCS Home Center. Hank, thanks for getting those guys down here.
Yes, sir.
How impressive were those two young men, fellas?
Very good. Very impressive. Absolutely.
Very, very impressive.
I enjoy being at MCS. You know, every time we come here, this is the last time I'll be coming here after what Kelly just said, though. So.
Yeah. We're
I didn't hear it.
Well, thank God.
Hopefully our mics didn't hear it either.
Well, thank God Michael Mergens is producing the show. He knows Kelly. He knows to run. Am I right, Michael? You do know to ride the mics, right? Right. Okay, thank you. I feel
and there is
now.
A delay.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah. My heartbeat is slowing back down a little bit now. Thank you very much. I'm sure glad Michael was producing this.
I don't know what you guys are. It doesn't matter to me. I have a contract. It's a guaranteed contract.
There is a thing called calls.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Let's get
it's
right
in there,
to
Kelly.
It. First picks of the year, and Hank Lotz joining us. And Hank, I think Hank's going to blow us out here. I think Hank's been preparing for this. So let's get going, guys.
Man,
let's
do it. He has a whole notebook over here.
That's
I don't even know if I picked the
He's
games.
He's got a
that...
staff. Staff came with us.
I don't even know if I put the games that he even put on a sheet. So
you better.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all can take this to Vegas, guys.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
All
right.
Let's go.
All right. Let's start with an interesting opening game here. Liberty at JMU. Hank.
All right, Hank, you're
Yeah, you might as well go ahead.
Let me go ahead. Okay. Well, the game is at JMU.
Yes.
They're the favorite. JMU has been the class of the Sun Belt the last several years, so I'm going to have to go against Liberty and pick JMU.
I'm taking Liberty.
Oh, JMU.
I'm taking Liberty as well. 63 new players for JMU. A coaching change did not happen at Liberty. I'm just going to go with my gut. Tulane at Duke. Oh, Hank just shot up.
I don't have it.
That must not be on his sheet.
Is this a battle of the ACT scores, or is this a football game?
This is Tulane at Duke.
Yeah. Tulane at Duke. So Will Hall's opening game
as
Green Wave head coach.
Yes, I'm going to go strongly for the Green Wave.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I got to go with Duke.
I understand.
Hank.
Well, I like Will Hall. I'm going with Tulane.
I got Duke. Duke winning that game. All right.
So, Dima, you and I have been
Did you two get together before you came here? Is that
I talked to Dewey Cheatham and Howe, his sports book guy.
Oh,
it was he's a good guy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Arkansas.
It's the law firm, right?
Yeah, my law firm. Yes.
Who is your sports book guy?
We got pictures right here.
Let me interrupt to say I apologize. I told you we were actually going to pick Sun Belt teams. I had no idea we were doing
it's all good.
Go
Arkansas
all good.
State at Memphis. That should be on your sheet.
All Hank needs to hear is at and then the name afterwards.
That's right. Except for this one.
Yeah, he did pick Tulane to win. They were on the road.
That's right. They were on the
road.
And I'm going to step out again, and I'm going to pick the Arkansas State Red Wolves.
To beat Memphis.
Absolutely.
Hank, we are trying so hard to keep kids off drugs.
I understand, but that's what – take it to Vegas.
Hey, they're serious at Memphis. They don't play around at Memphis. I'm
we'll
taking
see.
The Tigers.
Well, I'm going for Arkansas State because, personally, I'm hoping for an 0-12 Memphis Tiger team.
Actually, well, they won. Yeah, they'd be
1-11. 1-11.
Yeah, 1-11. Yeah, I'm going to take Memphis. By the way, that's a sellout game over there. Interesting.
So is the coach.
Yeah.
Oh, good, Bob.
That's a
good
delay.
That was a good one right there.
Bob Getty's showing a sense of humor, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, if you ever need to know what Charles Huff is doing, indeed, at 10 a.m. All right. interesting game here. I'm not necessarily thinking anybody's going to.
On Indeed.
I'm not expecting anybody to pick Marshall, but the spread is 24.5 at Penn State. Hank.
I would lay the points and take Penn State there.
Yeah.
Marshall going to Penn State's first game for Matt Campbell, former Iowa State coach now at Penn State. Nittany Lions win at home.
Yeah. Do they cover? 24.5.
No.
I don't think they cover, but I certainly think they win.
My thing is, like, I think Marshall can beat Iowa State, and Penn State is basically just Iowa State in different colors. So I think Marshall covers the spread. I still think Penn State wins. All right, how much time we got left? Michael?
Okay. I don't know these things.
Like for this show or for the, you know.
Career.
For our life.
Yeah, career.
Well, Kelly's got just a few minutes left in his career. I don't know about you.
Let's just go ahead and do it then. Alcorn State, Southern Miss tomorrow. Southern Miss 20.5 point favorites. Obviously, I think everybody here is going to pick Southern Miss, so Southern Miss will cover that 20.5.
Lay the points. Give me the Eagles.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, I think the Eagles blow them out. Actually, I think they beat 28. Them by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Okay. Okay. I had 41-20. So, what was your score pick?
My score pick.
Yeah.
All right, now that's I know, good grade, right?
Calculator, grab your calculator. Give me 48. Give me 48-21.
Okay.
Southern Miss.
Yep.
42-10.
Okay. And Bob, what did you say?
38-3.
30. Wow. Okay. A little defense for Joe Bolden. All right. There's your picks.
Come in and make a last-second field goal to get the goose egg off the board.
Let's pick Ole Miss and Louisville. I find that an interesting game.
That's up in Nashville.
Neutral site. I am picking Louisville. I think Louisville is a better coach team. You know, Jeff Brohm coming from Purdue. I trust him more than Pete Golding. Lincoln Kienholz, Louisville's quarterback.
I'm going Ole Miss.
I am too. I think Ole Miss is going to be better than people think they are.
I kind of like Louisville.
I'm picking Louisville.
I kind of like Louisville. I think you got a new coach. Lane Kiffin, love him or hate him, is a heck of a football coach.
And Ole Miss looking ahead to that LSU game.
Yeah. Hank, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
I hope you'll have us back.
Absolutely.
We won't bring him, I promise. If that's a caveat, we've got it covered.
You've never said hope to have us back before. You said, yeah.
All right, from MCS Home Center, come do all your business out here. Home, lawn, garden, they got everything.
If you use it in, on, or around your home, you'll find it.
MCS Home Center. Go Golden Eagles. We'll be back Monday to wrap up the game and give you an up-to-the-minute report. Southern Miss.
To the top.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.